The Aita people live in distant mountainous parts of the island of Luzon in the Philippines. The coronavirus pandemic forced their schools to close earlier this year. A group of teachers living nearby worried about the effect on children. So they started to deliver school materials in a new way. Other students in the Philippines have been able to take online classes, but Aita people living in the mountains north of Manila have no internet connection or even television for distance learning. Christopher Samsim is one of the teachers behind the project from the Villa Maria Integrated School. He and the other teachers thought of a different way to bring learning to the villages in the rural area of Pampanga. They used old bookshelves and wooden boards to make a moving learning center. It has a large computer screen and rests on top of a motorcycle rickshaw. Teachers first record videos on their mobile phones. Then they play the videos on the screen to help the children with lessons. This helps both teachers and students avoid the need for face-to-face contact. So far, Aita students have reacted well to the classes. Their parents were happy that classes had begun again, the teachers say. There is debate among scientists about the history of the Aita. Their traditional way of life is to move from place to place. But deforestation, or the cutting down of trees, has led many of them to settle in one place. School principal Marizen Tolentino said the rickshaw project was important to help the children understand their lessons. Many of them cannot read, so they need help with learning materials on paper. Since the project first started in early October, the rickshaw has visited 5 villages. The moving classroom reaches around 500 students, 2 to 3 times a week. Teachers volunteer their time for the project, but the local government provided the rickshaw and driver. I'm Jill Robbins.